This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The nationwide manhunt for the guy who shot and killed an innocent random victim and streamed it on Facebook on Easter is over. Yesterday, Steve Stevens killed himself in Erie, Pennsylvania. It turns out employees at a Pennsylvania McDonald's were actually instrumental in helping police locate the Facebook killer, as they're calling him.
Yeah.
Stevens pulled into the McDonald's drive-thru yesterday morning, ordering a 20-piece chicken McNuggets and fries. It say he was acting totally normal, but still McDonald's employee Henry Sayers, who was working the first window, recognized Stevens from the news, and he had seen a report that Stevens may be in Erie. Staff immediately called 911.
Took his money, and he pulled to the next window. Meanwhile, she stepped out of there and called the state police right away. Just told him it was going to be a minute for his fries, which it wasn't really. We were just trying to make sure she got in contact with the state police.
Yeah, they were using that to stall him.
Right.
Stevens, though, seemed to be getting suspicious. He eventually yelled out, "I just need my nuggets," got the chicken nuggets, took off without the fries.
If only he had gotten 13 million tweets, we could have given him free nuggets the entire year. He wouldn't have had to stop.
Police caught up with Stevens as he was leaving the McDonald's, initiating a medium speed chase. And after about 2 miles, they managed to hit him and pop his tires. As the cops swarmed the car, he shot and killed himself. Now, there's no word on whether the McDonald's employee might be eligible for the $50,000 reward that was being offered for info about his whereabouts.
Yeah.
It does seem like that employee would be eligible. I mean, saw him,
well,
called the cops.
Called it in,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
Well, we have closure in regards to the search for Steve Stevens. The chief and the law enforcement will give you the details of that. I want to, again, give our condolence to the family, the Godwin family, and all of its members, and really, again, thank them for the way in which they've handled this very tragic situation, not only for them personally, but for the community as large.
That was the Cleveland mayor speaking there about the closure. Back here, you might have seen the post going around on Facebook and Twitter. I think you might have asked me if I had seen anything on this.
Yeah.
The posts are about a recent child abduction, a couple of attempts in the area. Local police say after investigating the incidents, no charges have been filed, that according to News Channel 3, who points out there were two incidents reported. The posts were made by concerned parents. They warned about two suspected abduction attempts, one at the Norfolk Botanical Garden and one in the Buckner Farms neighborhood in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And the incident at Norfolk Botanical Garden, and a woman was reported to have approached a boy, grabbed his hand. The woman is described as a blonde woman who either spoke Russian or with a thick Russian accent. Norfolk police say they did respond to a call for a situation at the Norfolk Botanical Garden, but no charges were filed and the woman's intentions are unknown, but the circumstances didn't rise to the level necessary to pursue charges for an attempted abduction.
Okay.
As far as the Buckner Farms neighborhood of Virginia Beach, that incident, a woman was reported to have gotten out of a suspicious vehicle and approached a toddler before walking down the street. Virginia Beach police say that officers did respond to a report of an attempted kidnapping,
mm-hmm.
found no physical attempt of kidnapping. They obtained information from the individuals involved, but found nothing suspicious. No charges were filed there either.
Yeah, because, see, I read that story, and I read the narrative, and the narrative indicates that the woman in question walks off while the suspicious vehicle peels out and goes the other way. So this woman's on foot now.
Right.
And no one confronts her, stops her. Somehow or another, she just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that, I'm not saying that it didn't happen, but it was unusual.
It is.
And it's like, okay, I've seen these things on Facebook before, and I've seen people write things on Facebook before, like, a guy driving a blue truck talked to my son today.
Right.
That's not an abduction attempt.
No, but still not cool.
Or is it?
I mean, it's...
So you cannot talk to anyone that's on the street.
You know, you probably don't want to talk to a kid.
You know what I mean?
A little kid, you know?
Yeah.
Know what I mean, you're going to scare the kid.
Probably so.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger, right. It's an effed up world that we live in where you can't speak to somebody
right.
on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't rise to the level of they try to drag my kid into their car or something like that. You know what I mean? So
right.
that was my concern. I wondered if you had seen it. Is this real?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they were real incidents.
Interesting. They've addressed it officially.
Yeah, exactly. And police did add, though, that you should call them if you suspect any suspicious activity at any time.
So that's good to know.
Feel free to call them.
Yep.
I mean, these no charges ended up being filed in either of these cases, but still, call if you're worried.
Absolutely.
If you're worried about something. Because there was an incident around here.
Right.
Maddie Wheeler is a little 12-year-old girl. She was on her way to Busch Gardens with her mom and her 7-year-old sister, Molly, when they saw a car accident. Mom jumped out to help, and that's when Maddie says a man stuck his hand through the window, unlocked the van door, got inside of the van that her and her sister were in. She says she could think of nothing else except he's a psycho.
I just went for it. Like, nothing passed my mind except he's a psycho and he needs to get out of the car. And I put the car in drive, because that's a safety feature on the van, as I put it in drive and held it there and just started punching him and screaming as loud as I could.
Yeah, so the car was turned off. Putting it in drive prevented the man from being able to actually turn the vehicle on and drive off.
That's pretty aware.
Yeah, that's brilliant for a 12-year-old. Yeah. Go ahead, girl. Then she started punching, and her little sister Molly was able to escape the vehicle.
I thought that he was going to take us. It was amazing because she has never done that.
If anybody ever tries to take you, you know, kick, scream, bite, hit, gouge out their eyes, whatever you have to do. This could have been an Amber Alert had it not been for her thinking.
Yeah, that was Dad there talking about the advice that he had given his daughters about what to do if someone tried to take them. Cops intervened. Jeez. They arrested the suspect, a 21-year-old man named Paul Salzman, who said he had taken LSD and smoked crack. Police say Salzman, who had been hit with a stun gun twice before being taken into custody, tried to steal 3 vehicles at the scene. He was actually the one who caused the original accident.
So Paul could not wait to get to Busch Gardens. He was going to have his own thrill ride.
Yeah,
he was already having the thrill ride, it sounds like.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maddie broke her wrist in the ordeal, but she is being called a hero.
Man, oh man, yeah.
Wow.
What a story.
I know, crazy. Adidas is sorry. They are making the news after they issued an apology for a tone-deaf marketing email congratulating runners for surviving the Boston Marathon. Adidas sent out this marketing email to its customers yesterday. It had the subject line, quote, "Congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon," which a lot of people found offensive considering the legacy of the deadly bombings at the 2013 Boston Marathon, which killed 3 people and injured more than 200 others.
Oh, my gosh.
Adidas then made things worse in the body of the email by using the Boston Strong phrase, which was created in the aftermath of that bombing.
Yep. Yeah.
Quote, "You're Boston Strong. What's next?" is what they wrote. In a statement released yesterday, Adidas said, "We are incredibly sorry. Clearly, there was no thought given to the insensitive email subject line we sent Tuesday. The Boston Marathon is one of the most important and inspirational sporting events in the world. Every year, we're reminded of the hope and resiliency of the running community at this event." People instantly criticized them on social media.
Of course they would. That's what people would do. I guess put some more care into your emails. But if you run a marathon, you survive it. You do survive it. You know, it's grueling.
I get the joke that they're going for. You know, the...
Right.
I get the lightness.
The casual...
Yes,
remark.
In this case...
Well, if you're using Boston Strong, then you should be well aware of where that came from.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, man.
You're Boston Strong. What's next?
I don't know. Because you know what? What happens is that at some level, all of these companies hire somebody that's up to date on social media skills, but may not be up to date on public relations.
Right.
She's great with the Twitter.
Yes.
He's fantastic on the Insta, but he's also like 22 and wasn't really around, wasn't perhaps even all checked in when this stuff happened.
Right.
Not socially aware of, let's say, the last 10 years. Let's say he doesn't have that to draw from. Whoever puts those releases out for him. Here, get this on the internet right now.
It's like whoever's running Wendy's Twitter.
Right, it's
they
been sharp.
They are clever, yes. They are on it, but, I mean, they're really good with the social media. Are they going to, you know, eventually say something, not be aware?
Doesn't every company that has social media eventually have to either apologize or back away from or step down from?
Well, don't we all eventually say something offensive? That you don't mean to.
I think so. I wonder how long we're going to. I mean, you know, stuff like this, very overt, rightfully so, you know, to take it into question. But some of these things that people just kind of back into, at some point, will it become like bad grammar where we used to be all grammar cops or misspellings? Where you immediately discount the response because it has a misspelling in it, but now not so much anymore because we realize that everybody's responses have misspellings in them because of the corrective typing and everything
stupid
else.
Stupid phone's going to change it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So at some point, do we become more, not more forgiving, but we just kind of ignore some of this stuff? Are there enough people to call out somebody every single time.
Yeah, because that's how it seems like the way the world is going. There's something empowering about telling somebody else, I'm offended by what you did, so now you have to apologize
yes.
to me. There's something like...
I have control over you. It's like when I stand there on the National Mall in Washington and I take my thumb and my forefinger and I crush the monument and all the people in front of it, tiny people who don't matter. Like that.
Exactly.
With words.
Yes.
It's like when you handed me the laser pointer.
Internet, yes.
I had control. All right, so finally this. There have been rumors going around that Starbucks was working on something called a unicorn frappuccino. And those rumors turned out to be true. From today till Sunday, Starbucks is selling this frappuccino, the unicorn. It's a pink and blue drink that's made by blending cream, mango syrup, and a pink powder, layering it with a sour blue drizzle. Quote, like its mythical namesake, the unicorn frappuccino blended cream comes from a bit of magic, starting as a purple beverage that's swirls blue, and at first it has a taste that's sweet and fruity, but give it a stir and its color changes to pink and the flavor evolves to tangy and tart.
Sounds disgusting.
The more you swirl, the more the beverage's color and flavors transform. One barista who got an early sample said it tastes like those tropical Skittles.
Yeah. All right, then I guess I'll just get some tropical Skittles. Yeah. In fact, you know what? I'll go to Whole Foods and I'll buy the tropical Skittle infused water. Which is
go.
A 38-cent bag of Skittles a 9-cent glass of water.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The colorful drink is 280 calories for the 12-ounce size. Is that grande, tall? I don't know which one.
That's tall, I think. No, that's the medium one, grande.
Okay.
Right.
All I can picture is that commercial, though, where the unicorn's pooping the soft-serve ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
swear
on
it's
the
not
assembly
that.
Line.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just jump the shark material.
Yeah.
Where's the coffee? Is there any coffee? Do you have coffee anymore?
It's my coffee.
Is there any coffee at Starbucks?
Coffee. Yes, but it'll be $17.52.
Yeah. Oh,
can I get a cold brewed passion fruit, low fat tea with a scone and a sandwich? I want only things that are not coffee. Because this place stopped being coffee.
But.
You want cream on that?
Yeah. I want the whipped cream. Absolutely. Yeah. I want it on the scone, too.
Don't talk smack about the cake pops, though, because those are awesome.
Cake pops?
Yes.
Oh, my wife makes those at home.
Really?
They're fantastic.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Cake pops are delicious.
Yeah.